I want to explore all the ways he makes me feel different, makes me feel better than anyone else ever has before. I want to watch how his jaw clenches as my hand moves against my body. I want to watch his eyes flash a shade darker and the muscles in his arms jump. I want to unravel him bit by bit, test that meticulous control of his. I want him to be just as overwhelmed as I feel, a buzzing beneath my skin and an ache low in my belly, like we're teetering on the precipice. "All right," he whispers. His thumb traces lightly along my thigh, and then he pulls his hands away from me completely. He kneels on my bed and squeezes his hand around the back of his neck, a man wrestling with his own control. Oh, I like it so much. I pull at the edge of my shirt and then drag it up again. I don't know if I should take it off or keep it on. For all my enthusiasm, I actually have no idea where to start. Should I just... Caleb is fixated on the 3 inches of skin between my belly button and the hem of my underwear, but he blinks toward my face when he hears the hesitation in my voice. A smile starts in the lines by his eyes, and he releases his neck. "Close your eyes," he tells me. I arch an eyebrow, and he gives me a half smile, his dimple blinking to life in his cheek. He drags 2 knuckles over my knee and up my thigh, back down again. "Close your eyes, Layla." I huff. That damn firm tone making my insides flutter. "You're bossier than you let on." His laugh is a dark, wicked thing, warm air against my neck as he leans over. "You have no idea."